Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Opposite. Romans 12, verses 14 to 18 will be our focus today. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. My students love the opposite game. They seem to have no problem identifying the opposites: up and down, fast and slow, yes and no, high and low. Some days they even carry it into their conversation. "I'm going to say the opposite of what I mean," a child declares. Silliness and lots of giggles follow. Some opposites aren't so fun. When love is met by hate or forgiveness meets anger, life is difficult. Yet, Paul, in today's reading, encourages us to do the opposite of what is normally expected. Paul was writing to believers in Rome. He knew they could face hardship and persecution because of their faith, so he gave instructions on how to deal with the unbelieving people around them. Here's where Paul instructs believers to do the opposite of what society would expect. Bless those who persecute you. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Our sinful human nature rebels at this idea. If someone hurts me, I will hurt them back, and then some. Paul, however, encourages us to turn the other cheek. Why would we do such a thing? Wouldn't that just encourage more persecution? At the very beginning of this chapter in Romans, Paul wrote, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Romans 12, verse 1. In view of God's mercy, that's reason enough. Even as he suffered on the cross for our sins, Jesus cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke 23, verse 34. His great mercy for us compels us to show mercy to those around us, even through their persecution. This is an act of worship to our gracious Savior. We pray for God's blessings on our efforts to show love to all. We may never know how a loving response can cause someone to reflect on their actions. We may not see any change at all, and yet we trust God to do His work. God is the strength behind our words and actions, and He supports us through all types of trouble and persecution. Each day we strive to reflect God's love in the world around us. We rejoice in the good times and mourn with those who struggle. We find ways to live in harmony and peace. We pray for those around us, especially those who are unloving. It won't be easy. Our sinful nature will rebel, and we won't always succeed. But we have a Savior who showed perfect love to all. He took what we deserved and rid us of all our sins. He will help us to do the opposite of what our sinful nature wants, so that even more people can have eternal peace in heaven. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking the punishment I so deserve. Help me to show love to the people around me, even when it's difficult. Let the Holy Spirit work faith in their hearts so all may live in perfect peace in heaven. Amen. A question to consider: is there someone with whom you struggle? How can you show that person love? Remember to pray for them. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.